Now, parents always, they do their best, and they have their own situations going. And sometimes they do good, and they love us. But thank God for your parents. Sometimes people have had parents that were older and more established, and some were young and starting out. And remember, everybody was under attack. The enemy is trying to tear your life down while you're trying to build it up. So if things went wrong, forgive people for whatever they did and whatever they didn't do better, and move along, because the Lord can help you thrive in life. Now, I respect those who come out of all forms of negativity, you know. And people, it doesn't matter where you came from. I love people. I love God's people. I cherish every soul. I don't like what people do. I don't like their positions. I don't like when people are mean. But if a person repents, then God can work with them and they can be redeemed. And that's what I'm after. That's what I desire. Now, when people make the choice, if they come, think of the zero line. That's it. That's normal. And then people who go to college and finish and they were good parents. They made good choices in life. They married the right person that they're compatible to, and they build their life and they raise their children. All right. Their children will be above the zero line, they're above average. And if there's nothing, if all things are equal, the child has a good mind, no birth defects, they're in good health, they don't have those challenges, they're above the zero. They're in good. Now they just got to believe, you know, they got to believe on Jesus like their parents did. And they can excel in life. Now, I've watched people that come from a good home. The enemy wants to stop that process. So he'll try to get children to persuade children to do things they shouldn't do, so that they won't look weak. But if the child rejects the evil and chooses what's right, their life is going to continue to excel. And they'll rise far above the zero line. All right. Now let's look at a child who was born that don't know who his daddy is. His mother is struggling to take care of him. And he's surrounded by all kinds of evil in the projects. Gang activity, drugs, all kind of foolishness. And his mother's on crack. But she gets help. And then she starts going to church, and he starts learning of the Lord. All the scrapes and bumps he's went through, and all the lack he had, he lacked so much in life, no encouragement. But he goes to a church, and he starts learning of the Lord. And he comes out of it, and he hates the darkness that he's surrounded with. And he wants to build his life, and he begins to climb. He begins to thrive. Somebody helps him understand that he can do more, and he starts developing skills and learning and education and getting, you know, and then he wants his life to be much better and much greater. And he moves to a better neighborhood, and he lets his mother move in with him or buy her a house, and he gets married, and he's excelling. He went from below the zero line to above the zero line. This is what Christ can do if we obey him. If we just obey the written word, our lives can excel from whatever point we had to start. Thank God for your parents. Without your parents, you don't get a chance to start. You were born. If you were born, now God can take your life and make something out of it. But just like in everyone, he put treasures that you would in you, he gifts and talents that are worth billions of dollars. Only the Holy Spirit and his love will help you climb out of the hole It's not about fair. Somebody is more advanced or somebody had less, and you feel guilty because your life went well and theirs didn't, or you get angry that their life is better than yours. How come God gave them more than he gave you? God don't make people's choices for them. Everybody has to make their own choice. But we can all, wherever we're at, positive or negative, or somewhere in the middle, we can believe God from this point in our life on, and God will build it up. He'll help us build our life the way it should be. And the faster you trust him, the faster your life can be put right. Now, this is what God is doing. And he will help us thrive in life. Especially when we walk in love and forgive people. Now, there's no limitations with God. All the limitations that people receive, that's what you see around you. Now, but the Word of God, if you look into him, your whole, if your eye be single and looking on the Lord, your whole body will be full of light. And then you can judge. You can see things as they are and how they became that way. You can see it for what it is. And you can make the right choices to build your life. There are options that you can, some people don't have the money to go to college, and they don't have, they work a swing shift. They don't know how they could go to college if they, with this job that they have. And if, and even if they could, they don't have the thousands of dollars they'll need. So they search the internet and look for programs that they can do in online colleges, and they cost money. But they need a skill now. There's another option. You can go to the library and self-study. And then you can learn how things work. The libraries used to have reference books, how to get started to be a mechanic, for instance, or an electrician. You can read these things and learn these things and then pass tests and get a job anyway. You can even work for yourself. You can start a business off what you can do. All you need to know is how to do it. You can get your own business license and start your own mobile auto service or whatever it is that you that you're interested in. And you can work. You can learn enough to begin, and then work in a shop, and then take classes. You don't really have to go to college, as long as you learn what you learn. There are many mechanics that didn't go to school, and they're good ones. They were trained by their parents, by their dad. Some of the best mechanics was trained by their father. But your opportunities are there. You have to use them. And if you use them, you go forward. The enemy's trying to stop you. But be encouraged. God will guide you in all truth and show you the things that are already in place. He always take what you have and help you build your life. Now, this is a continuation to the previous link. And I thank God for what he's doing. And I want to I didn't want to leave it hanging. I had to cut the recorder off, and I just want to continue what God was giving. As you follow him, when I learned about when I found out I could learn from the Lord, I knew then that many things were possible. And he will take you far in life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.